Okay, good tzvach, everyone. I want to thank everyone for coming out. I know I don't have the same star appeal as some of the singers who've been touted at different places. And Baruch Hashem, there's many, many wonderful programs out there tonight to inspire people for slichos. It's certainly a thing that we need to really inspire ourselves and bring ourselves into the right mindset for. Number one, just to tap into a little bit of history, you know, this is something my kids came home from yeshiva. I always like to see what they come home with, because what they come home with is really, you know, the pulse of Yiddishkeit. You know, you see what the kids are learning in yeshiva. And my five-year-old came home with a picture. He has like a whole picture book, little coloring book that the Rebbe made him. And one of the first pictures in this coloring book is a picture of people going out to Slichos the first night. Now, this is a historical thing. For centuries we've been doing this, to come out Leil Motzai Shabbos, either right before Rosh Hashanah or sometimes a week and a half before, whatever the case might be, to come out to say Slichos at night. I know there's a lot of also enticing earlier Minyanim, and Baruch Hashem, we see that we have a nice crowd here for the Slichos at the right time after Chatzos, which is really the right time to do it. I want to begin just with a mashal, a parable, and this mashal was given by Rav Avram Beirish Flam, who was a Talmud of the Dubna Magid. And his Rebbe was famous for giving mashalim, different parables, to awaken people to the right perspective about issues. And the mashal he gives is of a tenant who's renting an apartment from a landlord. And the tenant had an arrangement that he would, instead of paying the rent monthly, he would pay the rent annually. And at the end of the year, the landlord would come, would inspect, would do a walkthrough of the apartment, would inspect the entire apartment with this tenant, go through, and look at everything. And of course, inevitably, the landlord would find small damages here and there, things that that perhaps this gentleman, or maybe his kids more likely, had caused in the apartment. And inevitably, he would make a list and tally up the sum and say, you owe, in addition to your rent, you owe such and such, a certain total, based on this little dent in the wall here, based on the nick in the cabinet there, this appliance is no longer working properly due to your negligence. And this went on for a couple of years, and at the end of the year, he would pay the rent, and he would pay in the additional damages. And there was one year where this person lost his job. A few months before the rent was due, and he realized, as this date approached, that there was no way he was going to be able to do it. He wouldn't be able to pay the rent. He certainly wouldn't be able to pay the overage charges for all the damages. And he was beside himself. What do I do? I'm in big trouble here. And he decided the only way that he was going to be able to get through this mess was to tap into the mercy of this landlord. And he said, instead of waiting for him to come and to check out the apartment and do the annual walkthrough to look for all the damages, and then to come to him and to plead and say, listen, I have no money to pay you, well, I'm going to come to him in advance. I'll come to him in advance, and I'll plead with him, I'll beg for his mercy, and maybe if I come to him in advance, maybe he'll have mercy on me before he walks through the apartment, before he sees what's going on. Maybe that will work. And says Rav Flam, the Talmud of the Dubna Magid, that this is the mashal for Leil Slichos. In a couple of days, just under 4 days, we're about to do the annual walkthrough. We're about to go, as Chazal tell us, like sheep through that narrow passageway, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts each and every one. We're about to pass through, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the walkthrough and see, how'd you do this year? A couple nicks here, a couple cracks there. Some things that have to be repaired, that have to be touched up. And we know that we don't have the money to pay. We know that we don't really have, we don't have it. We just don't have that money in our bank account to pay the Ribono Shel Olam. And what we're doing is we're tapping into His mercy, we're davening for His rachamim. But we're doing it in advance. We're coming a few days before. And maybe if we come before that annual walkthrough, maybe we can tap into His Midas HaRachamim, into the Midah of mercy. And that's really what this is really all about. You know, many of the phrases that we recite throughout the Slichos focus on this theme of Busha. L'cha Hashem atztaku v'lonu boshes haponim is how we begin Slichos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the righteous one. We're embarrassed. No, you don't owe us anything. We owe you everything. Elokai, the words from Ezra. I'm embarrassed even to raise my face. Even to raise my face, I'm embarrassed. Rav Aryeh Levin, the great tzaddik from Yerushalayim, told the story of his Rebbe, the Leshem. The Leshem was Rav Shlomo Elyashiv, who was the grandfather of Rav Yosef Shalom Elyashiv. And he was the Leshem was the Rebbe of Rav Aryeh Levin. And Rav Aryeh Levin tells the story that there was one year where he came in Leil Slichos, a short time before Slichos, and he sees the Leshem, you know, pacing, looking very, very, very nervous, very agitated. And he just watches his Rebbe for a little bit, pacing with this look. And all of a sudden the Leshem looks up and he sees his Talmud, Rav Aryeh Levin, watching him. And he says, come here, I want to tell you a story. And he says there was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. It was a great Talmud, he was a wonderful Talmud. And the time came, this wonderful boy got married, he realized he had to support his family. So after he got married, he went out into the world of business, and he began peddling his wares to support his family. And he went from this town to the next town, to the other town. And he would pay off his creditors. People lent him money, and he would pay them off after he would do the business. But every year he was makbid. Every year he was careful to come back to the Beis Medrash of Rav Chaim Volozhiner for the first night of Slichos. Whatever was going on in his business, wherever his travels took him, he always made sure to come back to his Rebbe's Beis Medrash the night of Slichos. In one year, the business is not going well. And he is delaying his return by a couple of days, delaying his return by a couple of weeks. And soon he realizes, if I delay any longer, I'm not going to make it back. So he decides, you know what? Forget it. I have to go back. I don't have the money to repay my creditors. I'm going to see them. I don't have the money, but I have to go back. And he comes into the Beis Medrash, and he looks around, and he sees, I owe this guy $1,000. I owe this guy $5,000. I owe this guy $2,500. And he's embarrassed. He's mortified. But he has no choice, because he has to come to the Beis Medrash, he has to come to Slichos, he has to come to his Rebbe. And the Leshem says, imagine the embarrassment, the busha, that this man felt when he came. He came to his creditors not having the money to pay them. He says, that's the feeling that we all need to have the night of Slichos. L'cha Hashem atztaka v'lonu boshes hapanim. We don't have it. You're the righteous one. Look what you've given us this past year. True, we have challenges, and each one of us has challenges in our lives. But look at all of the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon us. Baruch Hashem, we have Parnasa. Baruch Hashem, we have our health. Baruch Hashem, we have the people around us. Despite all the challenges that we might be experiencing. But look at all of the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed us with. Does He owe us anything? How much do we owe Him? Boshti v'nichlamti l'horim elokai panai elecha. I spoke this afternoon a little bit about the Gemara that discusses the Yud Gimel Midos. The Gemara has a fascinating imagery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that when Hashem taught Moshe the Yud Gimel Midos, when He taught him these 13 attributes of mercy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped Himself up in a talis. He wrapped Himself up in a talis like a shliach tzibur. V'herelo l'Moshe seder tefila. And He taught Moshe the seder tefila. And I mentioned several ideas from the Rav based on this Gemara, but one thing I didn't mention that the Rav observed about this Gemara is that if we're mimicking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, He wrapped Himself up in a talis and He recited the Yud Gimel Midos. That means that God was the first one to recite Slichos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first one to recite Slichos. So says the Rav, that means that when we recite Slichos tonight, and every day for the next 2 weeks, when we recite Slichos, we're emulating the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're emulating God. We're acting the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted when He showed Moshe what the Yud Gimel Midos were all about. Now we always try to emulate God. We spoke a little bit about last week about the Halacha Midrachav. We always try to emulate God in everything that He does in all of His ways. And in fact, we said this afternoon that that's part of what the Gemara means. Yasu lefanai kasei derezeh doesn't mean just recite a formula. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. It's not a magical formula. You have to act it. You have to do it. You have to take these yud gimel midos and incorporate them into who you are, into how you act. That's what the yud gimel midos are all about. But I thought to myself that, you know, what's this all about? We're emulating specifically here when it comes to the slichos, we're emulating the Ribono Shel Olam. What does this mean? You know, when we think about marriage, there are many wonderful things about marriage. And one of the things that I think is most powerful about marriage is really what the Torah refers to in the very beginning in Parshas Bereishis. It describes a man's wife as an Ezer Kenegdo. I think the men in the room can relate to this, and the women maybe also can relate to this. In what sense is a woman an Ezer Kenegdo? In what way is a woman a helpmate corresponding across Keneged, her husband? And I think what we've all experienced is that very often when we live with ourselves for X number of years before we get married, and whatever that number is, we know ourselves very well, but very often we pull the wool over our own eyes. And we forget about some of the flaws that we have, or we pretend not to notice some of the flaws that we have. And all of a sudden, we get married, and everything is going great, and we have the wedding, and we have Sheva Brachos, and everything is beautiful. And then, we mess up. For the first time, of many times. And we mess up, and what happens? And very often our spouse points out a flaw. And at first, we get our backs up in the air. And we say, me? Flawed? It can't be. Hayitachin, is it possible? I've been perfect for all these years. Is it possible that I've become flawed overnight, just after Sheva Brachos? And after some time of this settling in, we recognize that this flaw has really been there all along. Just we haven't noticed it, because we're looking at ourselves. But once we have someone in our lives who's so close to us, who can look at us from a different perspective, from a perspective of love, and recognize and say, hey, there's something there that we need to work on together. There's something there that we need to fix together. It's an eye-opening experience. Perhaps part of what the Gemara is saying here is that when we're emulating the Ribono Shel Olam, essentially what we're doing is that we're saying, we're taking a step back for a minute, and we're saying, how do we look tonight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Just like, how do we look tonight to our wives? How do we look tonight to our husbands? What are the flaws that others see in us that we may not see in ourselves? How do we look tonight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nis'atev b'talisa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wraps himself in his talis, and he looks out at each and every one of us, what is he seeing? What's the picture that he sees? Is it a good picture? Is it not such a good picture? Is it a picture that could use some improvements here and there, that can use some tweaking here and there? Maybe we can use an oil change. Maybe we can use a tire rotation. What are the things that we can use? And so often when we look at ourselves, and even throughout the month of Elul, we're blowing shofar and we're thinking about it, and we're trying to think about ourselves, so often we're blinded by our own biases. We're blinded to our own faults and to our own flaws. And part of what I think Slichos is all about is emulating the Ribono Shel Olam, not just to be people of mercy, to be compassionate people, but also to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to take His perspective and think about how we look in His eyes. How do we appear in His eyes? What things might He see about us that we're not really seeing about ourselves right now? What improvements can we make that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might notice, and that other people might notice, that we may not notice about ourselves? I think it's such an important perspective, and I think perhaps this is really what the Gemara is telling us. The Maharsha says something amazing here, and he says in this Gemara, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nis'atev? She nis'atev HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur? So the Maharsha says, based on a pasuk, Ote Or Kasalma, the Maharsha says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in an amazing spiritual light. And this spiritual light is that spiritual light of Ma'aseh Bereishis, which illuminated the world from one end to the other. And that sounds very esoteric. Sounds very out there. But I think if we think about what light is, what's illumination? You go into a dark room, right? Friday night. Your wife says, you know, did you get the soda from the pantry? Did you get this and that? We forgot to get it. Friday night, we have to go in the darkness, groping around in the darkness, trying to find what we're looking for. Try this shelf, try that shelf, stub our toe, we might bang our head on something. We're looking around, groping around in the darkness, trying to find something. All we need is one little candle. We need one little flame of light to illuminate the whole room. And all of a sudden, oh, that's where it is. Now we can see it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nis'atev kishliach tzibur, and the Maharsha says, based on Ote or Kasalma, he was nis'atev in that light of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Perhaps one of the ideas here is that that light illuminates who we really are. Because so often we live with this darkness. We live with the darkness shrouded over our eyes and blinded, literally. We're self-blinded to our own flaws, to our own faults, to the things that we have to work on. And we're like Iver Ba'afela. We're like blind people groping around in the darkness trying to find something. You know, do I need to work on something? Do I not need to work on something? And all of a sudden, all we need is that one little speck of light, that one little flame to illuminate an entire room. And all of a sudden we see, oh yeah, that's what I have to work on. No, that's the thing that I have to improve. That relationship is the one that really needs work. This aspect of Avodas Hashem is the one that I really need to work on. It's that little bit of light. And just to conclude with one final thought, of Moshe Shapiro says, you know, we're about to say several times, you know, we say, Vayavar Hashem al panav vayikra. Vayavar Hashem al panav vayikra. So the Rav said, Vayavar Hashem al panav, that's reminiscent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally, covering his face. Vayavar Hashem al panav, covering his face like we wrap ourselves in the talus. But what's the vayikra? What's the calling out? Explains Rav Moshe Shapiro, the great Baal Machshava, lived in Eretz Yisrael for many years. Explains Rav Moshe Shapiro, vayikra always means that a person calls out to something that's far away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu recognized these 13 midos that are so holy, that are in some otherworldly realm. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to them and says, I need you to come down here to effect change in these people. But really what we're doing tonight, again, as we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we say the Yud Gimel midos, we're doing the Vayikra. Because I imagine at some point throughout this month of Elul, when we heard the shofar, when we heard some speech about doing tshuva, about doing introspection, about thinking about ourselves, we thought for a minute and we said, you know what? It's too far away. We're never really going to be able to do it. We're never really going to be able to change. It's out of reach. It's not possible. And says Rav Moshe Shapiro, part of that vayikra is to call out nevertheless. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. We call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, return us to you and we'll do tshuva, we'll return. But we have to sometimes call out, even though it seems very far away. Sometimes things seem outside of our reach. But if we would only call, if we would only do that vayikra, we would attain it, we would get it, we would reach it. I think this is part of the lesson of what slichos are all about, the perspective that we have to have. This perspective of trying to come a few days before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the walkthrough and trying to just plead for His mercy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, we know we don't have the money to pay you. We see that creditor, we're embarrassed. Boshti v'nichlamti, we just don't have the money. But we're asking for your mercy nonetheless. And also to recognize that perspective, that sometimes we need to take a step back and to look at ourselves from a fresh perspective, from a different perspective, and to see the flaws and faults that sometimes we miss. And to call out to ourselves, even though it might seem a little bit far away, but to call out to ourselves over the course of the next 2 weeks, and to reach deep within us to affect the change that we know is possible.